Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline, the wonderful Vice President of Communications for Downtown Partnership. We're talking all things skating, Laurel Prudhomme. Laurel, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm actually talking to you from Skate in the Park at Acacia Park.
So that breeze whistling through the phone as you doing pirouettes and skating backwards and spinning and all those fun things.
Yeah, I'm actually not on the ice. That would be way too dangerous.
Oh, my goodness.
But I am here for the opening night of our seventh season of Skate in the Park.
Seven seasons. Congratulations. So what does the rink look like right now? Is that all nice and lit up and decorated? And have you got people skating already?
It is lit up. We have a good crowd out this evening. The music is going. And it's just chilly enough to make it feel like it's ice skating season, which is an added bonus.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And I know that the downtown merchants like to turn out as well with nice hot drinks available and some snacks and treats and goodies. And so who's around tonight?
Yeah, so we've got a good handful of folks out skating. You know, as you mentioned, the downtown businesses love when the skating rink comes back because it does fill the park with lots of laughter and fun, and it's just another thing that kind of enhances our holiday shopping experience downtown. I did want to mention, because this question has come up a lot, the ice skating rink this year does have a couple of changes compared to past years, and the biggest thing is that you need to get your tickets online, and that is so we can ensure that we're meeting the appropriate capacity limits based on our current health safety regulations.
Of course, it's all about distancing and sanitation and making sure that we're not contributing in any way to the spread of the coronavirus. It's just being neighborly, but it's still having fun.
Yeah, and that's one of the advantages. You know, it's an outdoor activity. You don't have to wear your mask while you're skating, although you certainly can. We're limiting the number of people that are out on ice, and that allows for plenty of space and still gives a lot of people a chance to have a great time and get out and put some skates on.
Okay, let's do two things. Let's give the hours and let's give information on getting tickets one more time. What are the hours?
I can make that into one thing. So the hours do kind of vary by day, and the best way to find out is to go to downtowncs.com. We have a page up there with all of the skating information. That's how you get your tickets. It's how you sign up for the time slot that you want, and it answers all the questions about getting skates on and hitting the ice.
You have made it super fun, super easy. You found out a way to get people on the ice and still be safe about it. And, Laurel, that's the cleverness I love about the Downtown Partnership. The answer is, let's find a way to make things happen, and you always do.
Well, thank you, and a shout-out to the Parks Department because they're really the ones that put the manpower into getting this rink up and going and keeping it frozen throughout the entire winter.
Okay, so you and I have a skating date. I have to confess, it's been about 40 years since I've had skates on my feet. So we're going to put a bubble suits on. We're going to go out and skate together really soon.
I think we go skate and then we get some nice hot chocolate. Maybe just skip the skating and go for the hot chocolate in my case.
I like the way you think, Laurel. All right. It is always a treat to talk to you. Thank you for giving us a couple of minutes of your time on Caradio's Afternoon News to share that wonderful news about that wonderful tradition in Acacia Park. You can go and skate out of doors.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.